Welcome to Bible Talk, the program that gives Bible answers to Bible questions. This program is brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. Your speaker is Lynn Huggins, preacher with the St. James Church of Christ.
You know, many churches call their preachers pastor. He has been hired to do their preaching and teaching and counseling and may even manage the affairs of the church. And the term pastor becomes his title. If his last name is Jones, then he is called Pastor Jones. Or he may go by his first name, like Pastor Mike. He is their preacher, therefore he is their pastor. In addition to their pastor, they also may have a board of elders. And with some denominations, there are other men called bishops who oversee several churches. One of our listeners suggested that I speak on this subject. Who is a pastor according to the Bible? Well, what does the Bible say about pastors, elders, and bishops? This is what I want to talk about on our program today, and we're glad that you're with us. Well, the English word pastors is found only one time in the New King James Version of the Bible. It is found in Ephesians 4, verse 11, where Paul is talking about gifts Christ gave the church when he ascended to heaven. It says, "And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers." Now, the word pastors in this verse comes from the Greek word poimen. This word poimen means a shepherd, one who tends herds or flocks, W.E. Vine says in his expository dictionary of biblical words. And so the word can mean a literal shepherd who feeds and takes care of a flock of sheep. And the word is translated that way several times in the Bible. Well, the Holy Spirit has taken this word and metaphorically used it to refer to some of the Lord's servants within the church, here called pastors. They feed the church with spiritual nourishment and take care of them and provide for them spiritually. This word poimen is also used metaphorically in referring to Jesus. Jesus is said to be a shepherd. Jesus said in John chapter 10 and verse 11, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." In verse 14, he said, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own." Hebrews 13, verse 20 says, "Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant." And so he is a shepherd, and his sheep are his disciples. He is their shepherd in that he feeds them, leads them, takes care of them, provides for them as a shepherd does for his sheep. Jesus is called the chief shepherd in 1 Peter 5 and verse 4, which indicates there are other shepherds of which he is chief. And that is true. Here in Ephesians 4 and verse 11, Paul says that Christ gave some in the church to be pastors or shepherds. Well, Jesus is the chief shepherd, and there are others in the church that are shepherds under him. These are the ones who feed, tend, take care of spiritually the flock of God, the church of God. Well, who are these shepherds or pastors in the church? Well, keep in mind that the Greek word for pastors or shepherds is poimen. The verb form of this word is poimeno, meaning to tend, to shepherd. A shepherd does not only feed his sheep, but he tends and takes care of them and protects them. Well, the Lord has provided for certain ones in the church to do this work of feeding, tending, watching out for, and protecting his people. Well, who are they? Well, let's look at some passages that speak of those who are commanded to do the work of shepherding. First of all, look with me at Acts 20 and verse 28. Paul says, "Therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood." Now, to whom is Paul speaking? Well, we know that he's speaking to the elders of the church in Ephesus. In verse 17 it says, "From Miletus he," that is Paul, "sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church." And so the elders come, and Paul speaks to them. And so these are elders. And these elders are told to shepherd, poimeno, the church of God. And so elders are the ones who are told to do the work of shepherding a flock. They are the pastors, the shepherds. These elders are also told here that the Holy Spirit made them overseers. Now, the Greek word here is episkopos. It is sometimes translated bishop. And so the elders of a church are the bishops, are overseers of the church, and they are the ones who shepherd the flock. They are the pastors. And so the elders, the bishops, and the pastors refer to the same group of men within the church. Look with me also in 1 Peter 5, verses 1 through 4. Peter, in this passage, addresses the elders. He says, "The elders who are among you I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away." Now notice, these elders, the ones to whom Peter is writing, are told to shepherd, poimeno, the flock of God which is among you. That flock of God among them is the local church of which they were a part. Again, elders are told to do the work of shepherding or pastoring. Notice also, Peter says to them, serving as overseers or bishops. Again, we find that the elders, the bishops, and the pastors refer to the same group of men in a local church. And so, the pastors of Ephesians 4 verse 11 must then be the elders and the bishops of a local church. The elders and the bishops are the only ones in Scripture who were commanded to do the work of shepherding or pastoring a church of the Lord. And so, elders, bishops, and pastors are not different functions within the church, as is characteristic of some denominations today. They are three terms that describe the same group of men. The term elders describe the dignity and maturity of the men. They are not new converts, but older, mature Christians. Bishops or overseers describes the superintendence or guardianship of the workers. The bishops oversee the work of the church to make sure that the words of Christ are respected and expedited. And shepherds or pastors describe the care given to those who are in their charge. Same group of men, but three different terms used to describe them. Let me illustrate it like this. I am a son, a husband, and a father. Son, husband, father are three terms, but they describe one person. Well, elders, bishops, and pastors are three terms, but they describe one group of men within a local church. And there was always a plurality of elders, bishops, or pastors in a local church. You will never find in Scripture of one pastor over a local church. Acts 14 verse 23 says, "So when they had appointed elders in every church," notice, elders, plural, were appointed in each church. Paul said to Titus, "For this reason I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking, and appoint elders in every city as I commanded you." Notice, elders, plural, were to be appointed. In Acts 20 and verse 17, Paul sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church. There was a plurality of elders in that church in Ephesus. That was true of all churches who had elders or pastors. In Philippians 1 verse 1, Paul is addressing the church in Philippi. He says, "Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the bishops and deacons." Well, who are these bishops? Well, they are the elders, the pastors, and there were more than one in this church. There was always a plurality of pastors in a local church. And these elders, bishops, or pastors had to meet certain qualifications before they could be appointed. And these qualifications are listed in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and in Titus chapter 1. No one was to be appointed a pastor in a church unless he met these qualifications. 1 Timothy 3 and verse 2 says, "A bishop then must be," and then the qualifications are listed. Among other things, he is to be married, with children who are Christians and who are in submission to him. He's not to be a new convert. The term elder indicates he is to be an older, mature Christian. For churches to have all sorts of pastors, married and single, young and old, is to depart from what God intended pastors to be in His churches. And notice that these elders or pastors that were appointed were men who were raised up from within the local church. They were already members of that local church. They were not hired and imported from outside, and certainly not from the ranks of a professional clergy. And so, the conclusion that we must draw from the above scriptures is that in the Bible, churches were never shepherded by one man called the pastor, but by a plurality of men. The primary role in shepherding the New Testament churches was exercised not by a solitary pastor, but by a plurality of men described also as elders and bishops or overseers. Just because someone preaches regularly in a local church does not mean he is a pastor. You know, Timothy was a preacher. Paul told him to preach the word in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 2. And he told him to do the work of an evangelist in chapter 4 and verse 5. To do the work of an evangelist means he would preach the gospel. But Timothy was not a pastor. He was not an elder or bishop within a local church. Now, a preacher may be a pastor if he meets the qualifications listed in Scripture and is appointed to the eldership by the congregation where he is a member. But just because he preaches does not make him a pastor. And when a preacher is appointed to be a pastor, he is simply a pastor, not the pastor. And we never find in Scripture where one was a senior pastor over the other pastors, nor do we find a presiding bishop over the other elders or bishops. All the elders, bishops, and pastors in a local church were co-equal in their authority. The one-man pastor system that is so prevalent in churches today is a departure from the organization that we read about in the Bible. Well, someone might say, well, what difference does it make how a church is organized? Well, we need to understand that the churches of the first century were directed by the teachings of the apostles and prophets. The apostles and prophets were guided by the Holy Spirit. Read Ephesians 3, verses 3 through 5. And therefore they spoke and wrote the words of Jesus. The early church continued in the apostles' teaching. It says in Acts 2 and verse 42. They followed the teachings of the apostles in regard to the organization of the church. You know, it is evident that the early churches did not develop their own organization themselves. If the various churches had developed their own organization from their own ideas, then we would expect the churches to have had different types of organizations. But in the New Testament, we read that the various churches were organized the same. It is evident that their organization came from the teachings of the apostles. Therefore, the instructions and examples revealed in the New Testament regarding the organization of the church serve as a model or pattern of the apostles' teaching on this subject. For us to reject this pattern is to reject the teaching of Christ. Well, our time is gone for today, and we thank you for listening. If you would like a free audio CD copy of today's program, or a transcript of this program, or of any of our Bible Talk broadcasts, then just give us your name and address along with the title of the program that you would like a copy of, and we will be glad to send it to you absolutely free of charge. Now, there are three ways that you may send in your request. You may email it in. Our email address is sjchurch@sjchurchofchrist.com. Or you may call it in. Our telephone number is 573-265-8628. Or you may mail it in through the U.S. Postal Service. The address is Bible Talk, P.O. Box 308, St. James, Missouri, 65559.
You have been listening to Bible Talk, brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. You are invited to the services of the St. James Church of Christ, Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible classes and 10:15 for worship, Sunday evening at 5 for worship, Wednesday night Bible classes at 7. The church building is located at 685 Sydney Street in St. James, where Sydney Street and Highway B intersect. Thank you for listening, and join us again next week at this same time for Bible Talk.